Blog Talk Radio.
We have late breaking news that we're going to open this show with. It's just been announced that Mike Savage has been banned from England. And we're going to up that report with a later report.
To make our own music. Now we have to import it. Import it. Oh, don't get me started. Everybody is down. Everybody's getting down. Everybody's getting funky. What are we going to do, my fellow Americans? There's a revolution coming. You're going to be part of it, whether you like it or not. We are more divided now than we were before the Civil War, and we have a president that never wants to see this country united because this is not his country. He hates this country. He hates all that it stands for, and so do his czars, and so do all his quislings that are roaming at the halls of government agencies creating chaos and spying on American citizens. Somebody tells me today they're getting ready to list neighborhoods by ethnicity. So in case they want to move the Italians somewhere, they can round them all up. Or if they want to get the Irish, they can round them all up. Or they can break them up. It's really wonderful. this guy, the only thing they're missing are the Russian uniforms. And I'm not going back and blaming the Germans. The Germans have taken enough heat. Let's go after the people that are still around, that ate, swallowed up half of Europe, and now they're swallowing up half the United States. The communists. Communism is alive and well. Students graduate from communist cucumber school. There's nothing. There's nothing left for this country to do but knock itself. We are in big trouble. Let me see what George Patton has to say.
Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Yep. That's how he won a World War II. And just before he left the military, he gave a farewell speech. It was fantastic. And then he said, I can't say anything now, but soon I'll be able to talk like I really want to talk. And then he met with an accident, and he died. And he's buried in Belgium with his troops. He didn't come home to be buried in Arlington. He wanted to be with the boys who loved him and the boys he loved. And where are those guys today? Where are those Pattons today? They're being discharged from the military under false pretenses. There's General McChrystal. He's the only fighting general I ever saw. They got pictures, cartoons of him with the helicopter blades on his forehead. I mean, on the top of his head. And where is he? He got taken out by a Rolling Stone reporter. And it turns out that somebody took out the Rolling Stone reporter in a unexplainable car accident. What was he going to tell us? What was he going to tell us? Was he going to tell us about who gave him the assignment to get McChrystal? We'll never know. We'll never know. So, what else is going on? Let's see what this one says. National Association for the Advancement of the Communist Party. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, and also, that's what the letters stand for, NAACP. It used to be for colored people, but now it's for the Communist Party. And the other one is NBC should register as a Soviet agent. NBC should register as a political party. They are bad news people. You can't believe anything you see on NBC, which actually is an acronym for nothing but communists. Yeah, I'm a little worried about our boy. Bob Grant. He's missed two shows, and we hope he's well. I sent him a little email, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of people who know him and love him. Hoping all is well. I miss you, pal. I even changed my mass schedule just to catch you. They won't let me play your show during high mass. However, they do let me play it in the confessional. And so I've offered my services to fill in if he ever needs a hand. A fill-in while he recovers from whatever he's got. And I said, the next show I do, which is tonight, I'll pretend I'm sitting in for you. But I couldn't do that. The guy's the master. He taught everybody that's on radio right now. And they try to take him down with the race card. Communists have great tools in their, great arrows in their quiver. And one of them is the race card. The other one is the anti-Semite card. And the other one is the word McCarthyite. Yep. I'm also a big Jimmy from Brooklyn fan. If you want to know anything about the Communist Party, in New York or in the country or in the world, Jimmy can tell you. He's got articles that go back to when Stalin wore knickers. Me, I'm the political correct version of the Sausage Nation, except I let the callers talk. And every time Savage goes into playing It's All About Me, I play The Platters, Only You. So having said that, I'm going to give advice. They're having a problem. Guys are not getting married. They're afraid to get married. And the big joke is guy meets a girl and she says, how much money do you make? He says, I make $300,000 a year. She says, I'm on the pill. Yeah, give me a break, man. Never marry a pretty girl. Pretty girls are trouble. Always get an ugly girl to marry you.
This song goes out to all the guys in the Witness Protection Program, the Battered Husbands Division.
Today that had a baby, Kate Middleton, and now the Duchess of Canterbury, and Mike Savage is having a baby because the Brits are all gaga over the baby. He's worried that kings and queens are coming back. Yeah, man, we got a little bit more to worry about than kings and queens. How about the missiles coming through the Panama Canal and Korean ships are buried under 205,000 bags of sugar? Sugar, you know that sugar? You know that's free sugar. Yeah, Castro gets it for free. He brings all the students out of the colleges and they cut the cane and they process the sugar. And all the sugar is owned by Fidel Castro, the communist. All the cigars are owned by Fidel Castro, the communist. All the rum is owned by Fidel Castro, the communist. All the drugs that go through Cuba are controlled by Fidel Castro, the communist. And he did it all for his people. And tonight, if they're good, they're going to get an extra banana. They're starving. They're poor. They're back in the 50s. And he did it all for them. And he's worth $679 million that we know of. Oh, there is a YouTube that you got to see. It's going to... I did a collage of... it's called Who Owns the Senate? And I checked with a bird dog group that posts what all the senators get for champagne contributions. And you know who's up there? He's up there higher than Chuck Schumer, Al Franken. Al Franken, the nut shop. He's worth $20 million in champagne contributions. And the one that got me was John Kerry. And they also list who contributes to them, like Hollywood contributed to Franken. The advisory for contractors? Was it Emily's World or something? She tells you who's good and who's bad. And she donates only to radical women. Yeah, and she's a big sponsor of radical women. And who else is there? I think it's, what is it, Amy's List or something? The one that got me was John Kerry. Guess who one of the biggest champagne contributors is to John Kerry? You're not going to believe it. Guess, go on, take a guess, a wild guess. Bain Capital. You know what I said? When I seen Bush for the first time with Clinton, it broke my heart. And then when I saw him with Clinton and Obama, I got twice as sick. And I said to myself, the first time I seen him with Clinton and they were comparing libraries, I said, when you get to the top, it's all the same people. Yeah. It is very hard to find a Fiorello LaGuardia. It is very hard to find a Rudy Giuliani. And the communists will never let anybody decent ever get into a position of power. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. If you want to say you've been railroaded, you say, I've been Sarah Palin'd. When you got guys like Bill Maher, call her the C word. When you got communists like Bill Maher calling her the C word. When you got Grey Poupon communists like David Lettucehead saying to a live audience, I hope A-Rod rapes her daughter during the seventh inning stretch. And he was talking about the little daughter, not the big daughter. You know the communists are very strong in this country. They never left Hollywood. They were always there, back to the 50s. They never left the State Department. They've been there since the Rosenbergs gave the secrets to the A-bomb to Stalin. They have never left. They've been here for 80 years. They've been plying their trade. And their trade is the downfall of the USA. There are more splinter groups in this country today. If you want to get your eyes opened on how strong communism is in this country, wherever you are that has naturalization services, go to the swearing-in of the new citizens. And if you really want to get sick, come to New York and see the swearing-in of the new citizens. When they walk in the door, they're waving American flags. When the American delegate gets finished talking to them and they're walking out the door, they already hate this country. And they expect the worst. They were all brainwashed right on the during the swearing-in ceremony. Well, all I can tell you is if I had a son, he would look like Obama. He'd have big ears like me. Yeah, if I had a son. If I had a son, he would look like Lenin. If I had a son, he'd look like Stalin. That's what his sons would look like. Well, anyway, if you remember, what they did was, in order to destroy a Latino, the best way to destroy a Latino was to call him white. Then everybody will hate him. Both whites, both the blacks, whites, and Latinos. But if you call a Latino a Latino, he may get some support from whites and other Latinos. And that's what they did to Zimmerman. They labeled him a whitey, a honky. A hunky. And then they show Trayvon's baby pictures. Here's one of Trayvon in the crib. Here's one of Trayvon in his football uniform. And all they showed for George Zimmerman, the communist press, if you're reading the Times, you're reading Stalin's legacy. If you're reading the Times, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you go back far enough, you'll see the Times supported Hitler. Yeah, and then when Hitler turned against Stalin, then they just switched. They turned anti-Hitler and supported Stalin. And there's a woman, according to Jimmy from Brooklyn, named Bella Abzug, who used to be pro-Nazi until Hitler created Operation Barbarossa and attacked an unbelieving Joseph Stalin. And then after that, she was strongly a communist. How's that? We have, what do they say about the lessons of history? If you don't know them, you're going to learn them all over again. Well, anyway, Trayvon Martin, they showed his baby pictures. They showed his family pictures. They showed him in a cap and gown. And all they showed for George Zimmerman, the white man, was an orange jumpsuit in shackles, looking dirty, and looking dangerous. But Trayvon, they showed baby pictures. I saw a picture of Trayvon when he bought the Skittles. His thighs were higher. The top of his thighs were higher than the counter. He was a big boy. And don't give me this, he was only 17, because if you go to Africa, you can find 8-year-old boys killing their mothers or being killed in order to join the Janjaweed. So don't give me that crap. 16-year-olds died in the Civil War. 16-year-olds lied about their age in order to go and land in Normandy. So he was a man. A full-grown man in good shape. And the question comes up tonight, if he was playing football, was he on steroids? And steroids make you crazy. So because George didn't get a fair shake, I made a collage of pictures, and I put on it, if I had a son, NBC equals nothing but communists, and DNC stands for divide and conquer. If I had a son, he would look like George Zimmerman, and I showed a little Latino baby with a beautiful smile, and I showed another Latino baby with an extra smile, and then I showed a Latino making his first Holy Communion in a suit or holding a catechism or prayer book. Then I showed a young Latino making his confirmation. And then I showed a young Latino Cub Scout riding a tire. And then a picture of a Cub Scout, a Boy Scout. And then a picture of a young Latino that looked like a Zimmerman. Then a picture of a soccer team with an American flag in the background, and one of the members looks like Zimmerman. Then I showed a Latino astronaut who looked like Zimmerman. Then I showed a mariachi who looked like Zimmerman. And the only one they could show as Zimmerman was a kid with a busted nose, with a big swollen nose like he had just done 6 quarts of cocaine. And the only ones who can stop this scourge of a proven innocent Latino is the Latino community itself. No one will do it for George Zimmerman but the Latino community that has been ignored and insulted. Vaya con Dios, Jorge. Viva Cristo Rey. And then I plug YouTube, Save the Kids. You want to talk about genocide? Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 kids a day. They make over $1 billion killing kids. Of the 3,000 kids, 1,200 are white, and the whites are 70% of the population. 1,200 are white, and whites are 70% of the population. 1,100 are black kids. 1,100 are black kids, and blacks are only 13% of the population. And 700 are Latino niños. But you think about that. 70% of the population is white, and at Planned Slaughterhood, they kill 1,200 kids a day. 13% of the population is black, and they're killing 1,100 kids a day. And we're worried about 30 black kids that shot each other in Chicago, and we got 1,100 black kids going to the gallows every day, having their heads twisted off. You want to see the proof of the pudding? Go to YouTube, Save the Kids. YouTube, Save the Kids, and see who's in the bucket, if you can handle it. So, and that's only 3,000 out of 4,700. There's another 1,700 that are being murdered every day in this country. And you don't think we're not going to be called to account for it? If you believe in a God and a merciful God and a just God and an angry God, wait till you go to the Nuremberg trials that call your name up there in the galaxy. God help us all, man. We're going to pay for the slaughter of children. You can't explain it. You can't lie about it, because the boss of the galaxies knows what's in your heart. Father, forgive us. We know not what we do. It is really sad. Let me give you a tune. This is a Western tune about guys going to hell.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red heat to feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky.
Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flaming fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. The riders loped on by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Hippie-I-O. The Ghost Riders in the sky.
Yippee-i-yo, 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 yippee-i-yo.
You heard that the Zimmerman was spotted today pulling a guy out of an overturned truck, right? Guy flipped the truck, and he had him and his wife and two kids in it. And he's a wannabe. You know what? You're going to see him running through the neighborhood with a red cape and a big Z on it. Yeah, I tell you, this Zimmerman is going to be the mighty Zimmerman. But the Latin community, the Latino community, has to stand with Jorge. He is being singled out for prosecution by the same DOJ, the Department of Justice. Imagine the President of the United States calls for the lynching of Zimmerman, and then he turns the job over to the Department of Justice, the same Department of Justice that ran 2,200 guns into Mexico and killed between 50 to 70,000 Mexicans. You know all those Mexicans that walk the streets of Laredo? They're unarmed. Just like in Brazil, the people are unarmed. Just like in Russia, the people are unarmed. Unless you buy an AK-47 on the black market. But in Brazil and Mexico, those people don't have guns. It's against the law to have a gun. And they got to stand there and get gunned down by 2,200 weapons that Eric Holder shipped into Mexico. And the only body they showed in the communist press was one border guard. Eric Holder, under Obama, approved the arming of four regiments of communist-protected narco-terrorists. Drugs is part of chemical warfare, and it's a strategy that goes back to when Mao Zedong was a little boy growing poppies for America. These butchers filled rooms with torsos and other rooms with arms and legs, and then they put the heads of their victims on street corners to terrorize the general population into silence and submission. Americans would not last a day watching their children crawl to safety out a classroom window. Remember Beslan in Russia? And one thing that bothered me when Kate was having her baby, and it doesn't bother me that the Brits love the pageantry. That doesn't bother me. That's their country. That's their shtick. We have our own here. We have the Kardashians. We have our own royalty. Yeah. So I remember Beslan. Oh, what I was saying was the hospital only had two bobbies without weapons standing outside. And maybe at the height of when the crowd started to come, about five bobbies. Now, that's scary unless they have people up on the roofs and they have the place completely covered. But, man, that's an invite to a terrorist group. That's asking for it. Zimmerman was labeled a white man in order not to split the people that the communists control. And I got to tell you, I seen a demonstration where all the blacks, and they had the big, strong football fullbacks in the front, and they were marching down the street with their signs and protesting. And on the outside, like they were guiding the herd, were all white college students, all rich white college students. And when the herd was brought to the steps of whatever court building they were demonstrating on, there were three whites on the top speaking for the people. All college kids, all Occupy style people. Occupy Wall Street is a communist organization. You got to learn who's pulling your chain, fellas. You got to learn who's got the bit in your mouth. You got to learn who's riding you, who's hurting you down the street. You better wake up. You're going to end up as a casualty in a war you wish you never started. And when I'm going to wish you never started. Zimmerman was labeled a white man in order not to split the people of communist control. The white community, which is known to the black community as weak pushovers, will do nothing, even if Zimmerman was white. But you can see Zimmerman is Latino, and by labeling him white, he gets no support from his own people, who will be used to hurt him. Zimmerman has been labeled a racist. When was the last time you saw a racist bring a black girl to the prom? There are fathers who deny having children. What is it, 70% in the black community? Who's your daddy? Yet Zimmerman mentored two black kids. And every time I hear black people talking, they're always talking about their aunt or they're talking about their mother or grandmother. I never hear them talking about my dad. Who isn't a wannabe? Who never said when I grow up, everybody wants to be a wannabe? Some people want to be drug dealers. Some people want to be presidents. Some people want to be Judases. Yeah. Zimmerman has incurred the wrath of the legal gun-grabbing Communist Party. Do you know there are 300 million guns in this country? That's one for every American. You know how hard it's going to be to take those guns away? If Obama wants to seize guns, why doesn't he go after the illegal ones? He can go into every ghetto and he can seize the illegal guns. You think he's going to do it? And I know cops that did raids in bad neighborhoods and they found refrigerators full of drugs and bazookas. They even found a bazooka. A bazooka is a tank destroyer. He will be destroyed under orders of the Tsar, who removed a police chief and a head prosecutor, and the communists brought in party stooges and hid evidence like loot and burglar's tools. And when an honest jury found Zimmerman not guilty, all the weight of a president who fostered racial riots, another way to grab legal guns, fell on Zimmerman. Remember what the cops did down in Louisiana? They seized guns from everybody. Honorable citizens who did nothing wrong. They just said, yes, we have guns, and they took them. And they told them, you can get them back. You have to come down to the police station. And they laughed at him as they walked away. How would you feel if that happened? And when I get on an elevator, women clutch. They don't clutch their pocketbooks. They clutch their body parts. I'm kidding. Don't take me serious. I just tired of that crap when I get on an elevator. All the white women clutch their pocketbooks. Let me tell you, the black women are clutching their pocketbooks more. You ain't kidding me. Some of those black grandmothers, they can size you up real quick, man. They know who you are. They know you weren't at the Gospel Highway Church on Sunday. They know. This man Zimmerman will stand alone. Look at his mother. Look at his uncle. Look at his friends, both white and Latino and black. He is scheduled to be sacrificed for the benefit of the divide and conquer party, De La Muerte. He needs a Latino community to stand with him and protect him. The gringos will not do it. The gringos have no liberty bells. The vultures see him as easy pickings. The Latino community is under siege here, and the message is, let us kill him and you do nothing. But we can't allow that as Americanos. No, our rule is the strong must always protect the weak, especially the unborn who are being butchered at the rate of 4,700 a day. And when they first started murdering them years ago, they said that they weren't human. They were only human once they escaped the womb. They weren't human, they said. They were only tissue. And now sonograms show a little heart. They show fingers. They have fingernails. I saw a picture of an aborted Latino girl. She was big. She was beautiful. She had an inch of black hair. At least an inch, maybe about an inch of black hair. And she was laid out like she was asleep. And they had sliced the back of her neck. And I did a tribute to her. I did a blog. It was called Linda Mujer, Beautiful Lady. And she'll never grow up to be a Linda Mujer. Abortion is worse than drugs. Because abortion kills the soul. Drug addicts can die and go to heaven. But God is going to be very, very hard on the men who allowed their other half to kill. The men should be forced to perform the abortion themselves. And see how many they do. Okay, I didn't want to get heavy, but being that there's no love in the United States anymore, I'll tell you what love was all about when I was growing up.
Give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
somebody knocked on your door tomorrow and said, listen, you have any guns in this house? And you said, who wants to know? Well, the government wants to know. Well, why does the government want to know if I have guns in the house? Because we have to confiscate them. Why are you confiscating my guns? I haven't committed a crime. It doesn't matter. You don't need them. Why don't I need them? Because we're going to protect you. That's what Hitler told. That's what Heinrich Himmler told the German people when they confiscated all their guns. They said, why do you need a gun? The SS is here to protect you. And Stalin, yes, what do you need a gun for? You want a gun? Here, give him a gun. Send him to the front. Yeah. 300 million guns. I can't believe the count in the United States. This guy is never going to get them all. You think you're going to take guns away from the people in the ghetto? You think you're going to take guns away from any Indian reservation? Huh? It was a deja vu all over again. You ain't taking them from the mountain boys. You ain't taking them from guys that hunt and fish. You ain't taking them. You ain't taking them from moonshiners. And you're not taking them from Americans. Because it's a right. The right to bear arms. But you see how clever the communists are. They had one crazy that went on a rampage and killed, 22 kids, five teachers, up in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. And they said, because he had a gun, those people died. If he didn't have a gun, he would never have dared to attack them with a frying pan. That guy was coming, hell or high water, he was coming to kill. What Sandy Hook failed to do was put armed guards. Two armed guards could have stopped him. Two armed guards could have stopped him and saved 22 kids and five teachers. Now, you want to see a classic example of what unarmed can do and get you killed? In the same state, and nobody talks about this because Sandy Hook was an excuse to grab everybody's guns. They didn't care about those 22 kids. They want all the guns in the state. And all their pimps in public office were ready to follow and execute the orders. In the same state, in a little town called Cheshire, lived a doctor, his wife, and two daughters. The doctor's name is Pettit. Today he lives alone without his wife and two daughters. He was minding his own business. He was obeying the law. He was totally unarmed, and two evil bastards attacked him with one baseball bat, and they beat him to a pulp, and they thought he was dead. And then they proceeded to rape and torture the girls and the mother. They took the mother to the bank, while one criminal held the two daughters as hostages. The other criminal took the mother to the bank. She was so terrorized, she could hardly talk, and she withdrew money. That was her chance to save herself and her kids. She should have screamed, 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 screamed. But she went along to get along, and she was thinking of her children and what would happen to them, and she didn't utter a sound. It was her last chance at life, and she didn't utter a sound and take her chances. So she went back with the other murderer to the house where they raped all three, and then they tied him on a bed, they raped him, and then they set him on fire as the police encircled the house and started negotiating. So that doctor today is all alone. And his wife's sister is trying to get justice for the family. His world is gone. His world is over. He'll never recover from that. Had he one gun, he would have been stronger than the two guys with the baseball bat. Had there been guns in the house upstairs, the girls might have had a chance to defend themselves. Now, compare that to an 11-year-old girl or a 13-year-old girl in another state who was a skeet shooting wannabe. And she was good at it. And her father left the house to go to work. She was all alone. Two guys, illegal immigrants, kicked in the front door. And as they came up the stairs, she shot the closest one in the groin. And she shot the other guy as he ran out the door in the back. And when the police finally came and they searched the guy that was on the top of the stairs, he had a pistol in his pocket that he had taken in another robbery where he killed that owner and cut his throat. And these two guys are now whining and dining in liberal prison, waiting for a death penalty that'll take 20 years. How's that? And that's why forewarned is forearmed. Always have a weapon. Never give up your right to bear arms. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Admiral Yamamoto, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, said when asked why he didn't go further and go all the way to the West Coast, he said, it would be suicide because behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun. And who wants to take them away? Somebody who plans to kill you. And you can't believe that. But never can happen. Happens all the time. So, let me give you a tune. I wasn't going to stay with you this long. We'll do a quick one. Hawaii 5-0. Obama almost had the perfect communist storm. He controlled the presidency, the House, and the Senate. The only thing that was saving us was the balance of 5-4 with conservative judges. Thank God we've got the Congress back, but we've lost the Supreme Court. So my subject is 5/5 columns. Like Cicero said thousands of years ago, the enemy inside the gates is the greatest threat to freedom. During the Spanish Civil War, when the Stalin communists, with the help of the American communist Lincoln Brigade, that's how long communists have been in this country. As a matter of fact, Jimmy from Brooklyn says communists go all the way back to Lincoln, the time of Lincoln. The Lincoln Brigade almost conquered Spain. The communists counted on a fifth column, of four columns attacking the city outside the walls, and the fifth column was inside the city. Inside the USA today, we have at least five fifth columns. One, the party of death of formerly the Democrat Party. Their party over country agenda is child murder, drug dealing for tax money, welfare for votes, UN worshipping, and no God in country. You want proof? See Obama bin Laden and Eric Bagholder. Two, the Repuppy Party, playful and totally weak. They failed negotiations 101. Why? Because they refuse to admit that they're up against the Communist Party of the USA. Orrin Hatch is no match for Chuck Heinrich Schumer. Hunkering down is not a good battle strategy. And never forget, the communists come to the table with nothing and leave with half of what the Repuppies used to have. Three is the ACLU now controls the Supreme Court. Using civil rights excuses, they intend to destroy the fabric of freedom. Every day they hunt Christ. One day they will drape the crosses in Veterans Cemetery with covers under the lie they redesigned the separation of church and state. Their number one objective is to destroy the Catholic Church. First, followed by Baptists and evangelists. Hang in there, I got to give you a tune.
Heart and soul.
We're back. I got 4 minutes. I got to catch O'Reilly tonight. He's giving a lecture to the black population of the United States. I understand it's very good. Public communist education from preschool to college. We have gone from the land of the free and the home of the brave back to the land of the freaks and the home of the tax slaves. Our politicians are a moral disgrace. Hollywood is really pornowood, and the Gomorrah lifestyle is not only on the screen, but in the home where many a child has a drug problem. All America's role models spend millions on psychiatrists, but not a minute in God's house asking for spiritual help. They turn to everybody but God. If you listen carefully to the court swearing in, witnesses with no Bible, the words "so help me God" have been deleted. Back to the 911 hearings when the Clinton Towers came down. There are more rehab units in the USA than baby chop shops. One out of five American families has a drug curse that destroys love, and drugs lead to abortion. And number five, the fifth column, the communist media. Very few Americans will admit that over time they have been brainwashed. I find myself censoring what I say based on who is listening. Can you publicly say that you believe Obama is a communist without credentials? Can you say his records are sealed to protect the fact that he is a communist? Can you say Eric Holder murdered 50,000 Mexicans whose heads adorn street corners, apart from limbs and torsos stacked in nearby houses? The communist media shows America one dead border guard. How is that Muslim Brotherhood spring coming? Iranian nukes, anybody? How about $200 a barrel oil? That should work out to about $6.50 a gallon gas. We could be paying $1 per gallon for our own oil and gas, and we have more than we need. The media is the worst because it hooks the minds of the young. Every time you hear a young person dies, you know it is drugs. If you want to make a bundle on drugs, take autopsy bets on young people. These are the five of many fifth columns. Think about the ones that bother you, EPA, IRS, add your favorite. Those who divide us will destroy us. In wartime, one sniper casualty disables at least five people. Drugs is chemical warfare. Hollywood sells drugs on the screen. Hollywood makes all blacks and Latinos look like all they do is deal drugs. In every movie, cops are stupid and Southerners are ignorant and have no teeth. All Italians are in the mafia and all Irish are drunks. Not to mention how they hate the Catholic Church. Did you know we had three black popes before the year 500? but all we get to see is the Borgias. Hanoi Jane Fonda played a pregnant nun, and Poopy Goldfarb needs to wash a few lepers. All that is sacred and honorable is to be mocked, like virginity. All that is un-American and evil needs to be elevated like a communion host. I gotta go. I'm signing off. Sayonara.